It's Dino on the line with Lee Cacati from Pop Evil. How you feeling today, Lee?
Real good. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, no problem. We were discussing earlier how to say your last name, and I think you had the best line. What is it? How do you say it?
Yeah, it's Cacati, like karate with a K, right?
So okay.
It's not good.
Okay, so if you do some karate and then you drink some Tecate, you can listen to Pop Evil with lead singer Lee Cacati.
Dude, there you go. Next song, right? Yeah, that song's over. That sounds like a smash.
Yeah, I mean, that's right. You know, I'm just here to help ghostwrite some lyrics for some Pop Evil songs.
I love that. I love that. I know where to find you. I know where to find you, Dino.
All right. Yeah, I mean, I get my ASCAP licensing going here. I think I got a little
exactly
extra revenue exactly. stream.
There you go. There you go.
So, Lee, how's it been going with the new album just released a couple weeks ago?
Unbelievable. The songs are already going over real big live, so that's a huge win. We're definitely excited about this next chapter with new music and our live shows. So all good. All signs are good so far.
Well, tell me a little bit about the song Waking Lines, because when I first heard it, I'm like, wow, this is a pretty heavy riff. It starts off, but then it gets like super melodic with a really big chorus. Are you guys real conscious of that when you're writing the music? Like, you know, we want to be heavy, but we also want to be, I don't know, melodic and songs that and hooks that people remember?
Well, I think that, you know, that's what this we're really trying to do on this album is really identify what Pop Evil is. It's that yin and yang. It's that ups and downs, peaks and valleys that are more relatable to life, you know? I mean, I think growing up in the Midwest, we're a big product of that.
Right.
There's a lot of blue-collar mentality. It's a lot of infusion of rock, metal, and alternative music, and that's kind of always been that Pop Evil way. You know, I mean, even me as a singer, I'm a very melodic singer. And we just, you know, we're the type of band that is always thinking about our live show. We just can't stand the bands that sound like one song on repeat, you know, 12 times. Like, that's just not who we are. You know, we constantly want to, you know, write catchy choruses that are sing-along and, you know, fans can come to the show and be involved. I mean, we're a band that wants other people to come to the party with us rather than sit there and watch us jam out. So that's just the kind of band we are. We're constantly thinking about how to evolve and make music that, you know, can stand out in our catalog. And Waking Lions was that next step, and, you know, how it came together and how the song, I mean, it's still only been out a few months, so to see how it's just already had, you know, a big impact on our fans thus far, it's incredible.
Now, you talk about being a blue-collar band. I mean, you guys are already on the road supporting this brand-new album, and you're coming to the Dirty Tea here on Friday playing the Reality
yes.
Theater. It's been a
yes,
while. It's been about a year since you guys were here last. What can people expect from this year's show?
Another great show. It's gonna be the stage show was awesome. We got the whole crew, everything with us. So it's gonna be full of high energy and the perfect blend of old and new Pop Evil music.
So this is just the beginning for you as far as touring. I mean, you're out there by yourselves now doing some theaters and stuff, but now this summer you've got something lined up that's a little out of the box for Pop Evil, right?
Yeah, we sure do. We sure do. We're going to be on tour with Cheap Trick and Poison. So
wow.
Got a nice vintage classic rock tour going on that we always think it's an opportunity to you know, expose our music to a new fan base. So it's something that we're looking forward to. And, you know, we're stoked. If someone would have told me in the 80s I'd be playing with Cheap Trick and Poison, I would have lost my mind. So
right.
Really excited. Really excited to be able to have that experience and to see where it goes from there.
Well, yeah, I mean, you're going to have to put, I think, a little bit of extra guy liner in your road case and maybe a multi-neck guitar or two so you can compete with the Cheap Trick guys and Poison guys.
My guy liner days are long gone, but I mean, if I have to rekindle a couple, then, you know, hey, whatever you got to do, you know, I'm open to it.
All right, yeah. Willing to work. He's adaptable.
To work. Exactly.
Hey, Lee, so much fun talking to you, and I will see you tomorrow night.
I can't wait, man. I'll be ready to go.